Here's the setup for a story. Judy Miller is a senior in college. She's taking a Greek theater class, and instead of handing in a standard final paper, she gives her professor a play. It's a rewrite of Antigone in the context of the nuclear arms race. The professor, Henry Harper, won't take it. He threatens to fail her if she doesn't do a standard paper. Judy refuses, produces the play on campus, and the conflict escalates from there. This is A.R. Gurney's Another Antigone, and the Jewish Theater of Bloomington is doing a staged reading of it starting tomorrow. I have two of the actors in the studio to talk with me about it. Emily Davis plays Judy Miller, and Steve Scott plays Professor Henry Harper. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me what you thought when you first heard that this was going to be the show that you were doing.
So I went into it not knowing anything about the play or the character, but he just jumped out at me. And that's the thing I love about being asked to do a role when it's like, okay, this resonates. I can do this guy.
Initially, I was like, oh, Judy just drives me crazy. I don't like her. I have taught at IU, and so she's the kind of student that I don't like dealing with. So it was kind of fun going into the process with a character I was already struggling to understand, because a lot of times I play characters that feel very close to me. The more we rehearse, the more similar I find her, and it makes me think that I didn't like her because she has more of me in her than I thought. She's good, she's successful, she's talented, she knows what she wants, and if she meets resistance, it confuses her.
The setup makes Judy seem fairly sympathetic, and the professor, Henry Harper, less sympathetic. The way you're describing it, she's also not maybe quite as sympathetic.
Yeah, I think that a big portion of the story, without giving away too many details, is the parallel between Judy's character and Professor Harper's.
Definitely.
So tell me about a little more about Professor Harper and how you kind of connected or didn't connect.
Well, he's very not me. He's a button-down, rigid-by-the-book type of guy. Brilliant, you know, very successful scholar of Greek studies and classical studies. Whereas I am not. I'm a rather scattered individual who likes to read a lot. But I wouldn't do well in his class. He'd be that type of professor I would be intimidated by and wouldn't necessarily like, but would admire from afar.
The play was first produced in 87. Does it still feel timely?
That's one thing that really drew me to the script initially. Judy takes great pains to make her Antigone relevant, in particular to the nuclear arms race. But there's a lot of things that don't feel like they're of the 80s in the script. The conversations around academic freedom, which is something that we're certainly dealing with today in Indiana as well. And the kind of undercurrent, the thread of anti-Semitism and to what degree that's experienced by Jewish students.
I think a lot of the issues that the play deals with, they talk about the nuclear arms race, but we have so many existential threats today, I struggle to count them on my fingers. Because not only do we have the threat of nuclear weapons, but we've got economic decline, we got threats of the ecology declining, you know, the environment. So, yes, it is relevant for today.
So, this is a staged reading rather than a full production. For people who don't know what a staged reading is, can you describe what it's going to be like?
Staged readings offer something unique to the audience because theater already asks you to suspend your disbelief entering into this different world and with sets that you can see are painted or to some extent not a part of reality. But a staged reading is unique because it asks the audience to go that step further. And in some ways can be a lot more engaging because the audience isn't met with any resistance from costumes and set pieces. They can enter into the world at their own volition and it can be something of their entire imagination.
The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's staged reading of Another Antigone will happen on April 11th, 13th, 18th, and 20th at 7:30 p.m. with a matinee on April 14th at 3 p.m. at the Endright Center at Bloomington's College Mall. You can find more information at jewishtheaterbloomington.com. Emily Davis, Steve Scott, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.